everybody. Welcome to Happy Being Well podcast. I have an exciting guest with me. She actually invented her own body movement specialty that helps women transform, grow, heal. I'm going to let her explain it to you guys because it's pretty complicated. I thought she was a yoga teacher, but she's not a yoga teacher, as she explained to me. She's invented her own transformational body movement. And I've seen her videos and she is very, very, very impressive. So hence why I reached out to her and I needed to have her on my podcast so that she can educate fabulous women like yourself on how, you know, introduce her to her new inventive body movement. And also this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, fusing high fashion and high comfort yoga leggings along with other self-care products such as crystals and candles. So without further ado, we have the amazing Elena Bessonette. I hope I said that right. And she's going to introduce you guys to what she does, how long she's been doing it, the results that she gets from her clients, ways to work with her, and where to connect with her. So take it away.
Thank you so much, Rita. I'm so honored to be here today and just love connecting with you and really excited to share some wisdom with you today and our listeners. So first I want to start before I tell you anything about myself and what I do. So I get up this morning and I open up my phone and I received the most moving message from not one of my clients, but one of her partners. I mean, her partner, okay? So, just to clarify that, from her partner. And that message is something that I'm going to post anonymously on my Facebook page. And I asked for permission. It will be anonymous. But the message said that he woke up this morning next to his partner and he looked at her and he has never seen her body more perfect than it is now. It's as if she's a piece of art that was sculpted out of marble. And they had the most incredible spontaneous photo shoot that morning. And you can imagine how the day progressed and went from there. And I was so moved. I mean, that's why I do what I do. And some of you don't know, I'm not obviously going to talk openly about who that person is, but I want you to know that this woman has gone through severe trauma. She's gone through surgery. She's had severe medical conditions. She's always struggled with some extra weight. She never thought that she could have a body that's so well-defined because of her medical conditions. And when she came to me, she was at a place where she was carrying a lot of chronic pain and a lot of trauma from surgery, and her body was locked up. And literally within a week, her life started changing before my eyes and before her eyes, and the chronic pain left her body and her relationship took a completely different path. So this is kind of like, you know, the core essence of what I do. And I work with all kinds of women. I work with women who suffered from trauma, who suffered from injuries, surgeries, medical conditions. Some of them even had cancer, abuse. And we go through a healing process and we release these traumas from the body. And then we are also, with the help of nutrition and detox, we're accelerating the healing process. And then we are starting to rebuild the body and re-sculpt the body and rewire our subconscious mind, our subconscious patterns, rewire how we hold ourselves, rewire everything about how we carry ourselves, how we feel, how we think. And then what I call at the highest level is unfolding feminine grace, is when you're at that point where you feel like you've literally been sculpted out of marble and you're so in touch with your feminine essence that it radiates in a way that speaks volumes. So that's kind of in a nutshell what I do. So sometimes people look at my page and they'll see my poses and be like, oh, you're a yoga teacher. I am not a yoga teacher, but a lot of people are kind of used to seeing that and associating with a traditional training method. The reason why I'm not a yoga teacher is because I've tried yoga for a number of years and it did not give me the results that I wanted. And at the time, I was looking for a major transformation. After having my two kids, I wanted to re-sculpt my body. My posture looked like a question mark. I did not feel good in my body. When I was holding my son on my hip, it looked like I was pregnant, and I was fed up, and I was looking for anything that would allow me to look better than I actually did before. And it wasn't until I was completely unexpectedly doing a photo shoot with my photographer one day, and he pulled out his phone and he said, "Can you do this pose?" He showed me a picture of this amazing contortionist doing this crazy pose. And I looked at it and I was absolutely mesmerized. And I said, "How much time do I have?" And that was way beyond yoga and well into contortionism. And my flexibility was not there at the time, but I was so intrigued that I said, "Give me the time, I'm going to train and I'll do it." And so I achieved contortional flexibility within 3.5 months at age 40. And it's the most flexible I've ever been in my life. And it's what happened to me in that process, because I had to develop a completely different training method, than anything traditional that I've done. Yoga, Pilates, dance, my training, I had to start opening parts of my spine that have never been opened before. And that's when the light bulb, my light bulb moment happened, because it felt literally like someone reached a hand inside of me, flipped on the switch, and everything just lit up. My brain lit up, every organ, everything about me, my sleep got better, my hormones. I was just happy, like I was exhilarated for no reason. Later I learned it's because I boost my happy hormone production. So endorphins, serotonin, oxytocin, all that was just skyrocketing. I was so overwhelmed with just what happened to me in the process of me training differently that I started doing the research, and I discovered fascinating work about the spine and fascinating work about the vagus tone and the vagus nerve. And I was shocked that nobody actually teaches it and that no training methods actually go deep enough to activate all these amazing things happening in our body, which I will get into later. And then I started sharing on my social media and I started going deeper into my practice. And I'm like, well, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just the crazy one. But then I started working with other people, and there were major shifts are happening for each and every person that I've worked with. And I've worked with professional dancers, and I've worked with people who are like 68 and 69 years old that have never stretched in their life. And I've worked with people who are fitness trainers and yoga teachers and massage therapists and gym rats and all walks of life. And it was incredible to see that once you start working with the body in a systemic way and opening the different segments of the spine that never gets stimulated throughout our life, throughout our daily movements, there is some magic that happens. And what happens is we're able to tap into our body's innate intelligence to start healing itself. And not only it starts healing itself, but you start reversing aging. And that's the most exciting part for a lot of women. A lot of women have come to me, they're in their 40s, they're in their 50s, and they want to regain their youth back. They want to regain that body they had when they were in their 20s. I had a 52-year-old sexuality coach, and her dream was to get the same waist she had when she was in her 20s. And she tried everything, and there were always these extra pounds that she was carrying, could not get rid of. And finally, she did it, and she was so over the moon about it. But that's just on a superficial level. Yes, I help women sculpt the body of their dreams, but my work is very, very deep. There are multiple levels. I help women obviously heal on a physical level, but also on an emotional level. A lot of women are carrying a lot of fear and traumas that are translating into them closing themselves up. It's about how they carry themselves when they're awake, but also at night. And so we're undoing these patterns by opening the body in a certain way to let go of these fears, let go of all the negative programming that we have carried on within our body for years and sometimes decades. And that's where the beautiful transformation happens. So I'm witnessing women literally blooming like a rose, opening up its petals and becoming the most beautiful version of themselves. You know, someone asked me once, the one to train with me, "Oh, so you train in your studio?" And I said, "No, I don't. I do everything online." He's like, oh, are you thinking about opening a studio? I said, no, I'm not thinking about opening a studio. I'm thinking about opening an art gallery so I can display every single woman that trained with me. And the way that she looks now is literally like a masterpiece. Wow. And that to me is so incredible. When I wake up in the morning and I see these messages, so that it, you know, that kind of gives you the scope of the work that I do.
That was really powerful to hear, Lana. You're actually making, I'm like, I want to work with you now. Explain to me, how is it that you're able to like reprogram their subconsciousness? You know, you are, what you're describing is you basically engineered your own body movement practice. So how does that affect their subconscious programming?
Yeah. So are you familiar with the concept of neuroplasticity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So for those who you are, okay, for those of us who are not familiar, there used to be the notion of that, you know, our brain after childhood, our brain is wired and it stays like that for life. Then later, scientists discovered that actually our brain is constantly changing, even throughout adult life. Okay, so there is a very interesting connection between the mind and the body. So what's interesting is I work with a lot of women that have also done a lot of mental therapy, and a lot of coaches, high-level coaches, also that are helping others with letting go of all kinds of mental limitations, but yet they're still holding these limitations in the body. So we need to understand that sometimes these limits, the things that are holding us back, have very real physical manifestations. Sometimes they're actually in our tissues or in our organs. Like I have people that all of a sudden discover that they have pain in certain areas. They didn't know they have tightness or stiffness or things that are holding back in certain parts of their back. They didn't even know. Or people will say, I have chronic pain in this area. Well, even if you do all the mental work that you can, I have a lot of spiritual people that have tried to meditate their way out of their chronic pain, and it only led to them basically trying to deny the problem. And so what we do, we work with the body. What I do in the beginning, I always have a session that's one-on-one, and I assess what is going on in your body, which areas need our attention, which areas have kind of need more work on. And then I customize the routine based on your needs. And so by opening these areas of the body, we're allowing these traumas to be released, because we're identifying the target areas, and then we're working all the way in the tissue to open it up and giving our body really no chance other than to let it go. And it's interesting because the body responds first, the mind responds secondly. So by opening up the body, sometimes there's a lot of mental chatter that happens, and the mind tries to resist, because it's like our mind goes into this fight or flight mode, and it's trying to protect us and hold us back and say, oh, this is not a safe range for you. You've never done this movement before. Stay safe. Let's hold back. Let's not go there. But with the guidance that you're getting, you're learning to let go and open up and give your body no choice but to release it from the body. I have a very powerful interview that I did with one of my clients. Her name's Danielle. She had cervical cancer. She's had severe trauma in her body from the surgeries, from the procedures that were done to her. And literally after the first session, she had chronic pain in her shoulder that's been there for years, went away. She couldn't even sit on the floor and play with her children because that's how much in pain she was relating to her hips. And literally within the first week, that was gone. She could actually sit and enjoy watching her kids play without being in chronic pain. And so the method is very effective for removing this chronic pain, which is kind of like trauma that's been sitting in our body for a very long time. And so most of us don't know, but 80% of the communication happens actually upwards from the body to the brain, and only 20% happens downwards. So the people that are trying to work their traumas out of their body from their brain is very ineffective, because it's all done through the conscious mind. So a lot of the movements that we're doing are actually triggering the subconscious mind. They're all subconscious. And we are training the body to let go, to feel safe, to open up and to release. And the mind has no choice but to follow. So 80% is the work that we're doing that's constantly going upwards and sending these messages to the mind. Just to tell you how powerful that is too, there was a huge TED talk by Amy Cuddy on posture, and her solution was very poor, but the talk was really great. They studied people that had poor posture versus good posture. They found people that if they just switched their posture to a good posture for 2 minutes, that there was a significant increase in leadership behavior, significant increase in leadership biochemistry, so increase in testosterone. And so these people also had very positive thoughts. People that have good posture, the people that didn't had very negative thoughts, and they had they had a lot of negative patterns around themselves, and they lacked confidence and security. And so that's just changing our body. How we position our body changes our whole biochemistry, changes our thought patterns. And so by doing this body work, we're constantly breaking these old patterns that we couldn't break before because maybe we just focused on the mind. But now we are focusing on the body and the mind because the mind has no choice but to follow the body. Mm-hmm. And so the women are healing because we're actually doing the type of body work that allows us to access that healing potential within our body. But then we're also healing because we're letting go of these old neural pathways, these old neural connections that were holding us imprisoned in our own body and in our own mind. And we are creating new pathways that are where our sense of freedom is, where we're empowered, where we're in control. And that's a whole different life.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really powerful. You explained that in a very, very powerful and perfect way. Now, tell us, I mean, what you're describing, it sounds absolutely phenomenal. And so for you to, you know, create this whole transformational movement yourself, so how did you discussed, you know, you're fascinated by a contortionist, you were doing yoga yourself. So obviously have you combined the art of contortionist and yoga to fuse it together to develop your own method? How did you develop your own method? Because it sounds really fascinating.
Yeah, so I developed my own method because one day I was in so much pain that like I had to train, but I didn't think I could progress at all. So I started doing something completely different. I was lying on the floor of the gym and I was literally about to cry because I was in so much pain. I was devastated that I couldn't do anything to progress that day. Someone forgot these yoga blocks on the floor at the gym. They didn't put them back. And I started playing around with them. And what I experienced was just mind blowing. I literally was able to open up my back and let go of major tightness, stiffness, and soreness that I had from previous training. So over time, I developed these different types, different techniques of opening up the back and opening up the spine. And that's what I've been using with people that have chronic pain. And it seems to be incredibly effective. So I have taken, in order for me to achieve that contortionist pose, I've taken the best of everything that I've learned. And unfortunately, a lot of it couldn't actually get me there. But what I've done is I've taken that and I've upgraded. I put on different twists on maybe certain traditional things to take it to a whole other level. So yes, I have a completely unique set of exercises that just don't exist out there, period, because I created them in order to achieve what I needed to achieve. And then I have some elements from yoga that I've taken on and I've advanced them to become more effective. And this is actually really, really shocking, but I learned later on in life also, when I was doing more of the research, I found that that Iyengar himself, the yoga guru of all times, he said that that yoga is a touch and go approach. And after 50 years of practice, he started teaching more advanced yoga. So meaning even he admitted that traditional yoga, you know, what people are used to going, taking classes, is not going to take you very far. And I found that approach was very diluted. I did it religiously for 2 years. And it's like you come in, you do 296 postures, you come out, the next group comes in, does the same thing. But there's a bunch of poses that did nothing for me that I didn't need. So for me, when I'm working with someone, I always want to make sure that every minute that there's every second that they're spending in a certain exercise, it's exactly what their body needs. And so even though I do group sessions, I'm always, always very focused on making sure that I'm guiding each individual based on what is optimal for you at any given time.
Excellent. Perfect. And now if someone wants to work with Elena, she takes clients all over the world because she works virtually through Zoom. And so obviously you're still effective doing that through Zoom because you're paying attention to their movements and you're guiding them ever so gently to further stretch themselves and basically get out of their comfort zone so they can soar into higher levels, both physically, mentally and spiritually.
Yeah. And emotionally, yes.
Yeah, and emotionally. Guys, I've personally seen her videos. She is absolutely fantastic. She's mind-blowing, amazing. Like she literally is, like when I first saw them, I would describe it as like, she looks, prior to speaking with her, I thought she was like a contortionist yogi. It was like the most amazing body movements I've ever seen, and she does it ever so beautifully, and she does look very young herself, so obviously it's working.
I'll tell you my age. If you guys are having a private conversation with me, I'm more than happy. I share it in my group, but I won't share it here. I'm not in my 20s, so I'm just gonna say that my oldest son is 16, so
yeah, she looks like she's in her 20s though, for the audio listeners. So now where can somebody reach you, you know, if they want to work with you? Where can, do you have a Facebook page, Instagram, a website? Where can they reach you?
Yes. Yes. So my Facebook page is probably the place where you're going to find the most amount of testimonials and a lot of the live streams that I did with clients, with women that I've worked with that have gone through amazing transformation. So you can friend me on Facebook and you can always message me there on Messenger. I'm also on Instagram. So on Facebook, it's Ilana Bissonnette. It's my name. On Instagram, it's at I Am Soul Dancer. But I don't have all my testimonials on Instagram. So the best place is to reach me, on Facebook. That would be the best place to reach me.
Yeah. And she's business page. It's
HTF Method. Yeah, that's my business page, but I'm most active on my personal page. So if you want to reach out to me, ideally you want to do it from there. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So,
and if you do reach out and you're interested to know more, let me know. The reason why I don't have, I have a website that will be up shortly, but I won't have enrollment options on the website. And the reason why is because it's very important for me to talk to individuals before I offer even enrollment, because I don't work with everybody. Because I work with people that come from all kinds of health histories, I need to be really informed on what is going on in their body to know that if my method is right for them. So it's always important for me to talk to people beforehand. That's why there is no enrollment option online. It's something that I still have to do and connect. And then I get to know you better. And then you get to know and get to ask me the questions that you want in regards to your needs and your goals. And we see if we have a fit. And if we do, then we can talk about options.
Okay, perfect. Amazing. So yeah, I highly recommend if you want a transformation physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, tap into Elena Bissonnette on her personal Facebook page. Check out her videos. Oh, guys, I've never seen anyone move like that. I've done tons of yoga classes. I've done tons of spiritual retreats. I've never seen anyone move like Elena. And she does have an amazing body to boot. So she's the walking testimonial herself. And I had an amazing time speaking with you. And hopefully we'll see more of you on happybeingwell.com. I will write a blog article about this podcast, because what you said and shared with my audience has been absolutely amazing. And again, this podcast is sponsored by happybeingwell.com, where you can find stylish, comfy yoga leggings, along with other self-care products such as crystals and candles. All right, Lana, I had an amazing time speaking with you, and I'm sure my audience is totally going to value. I know I value the information you've shared. Thank you so much for contributing your time and knowledge with us today.
Thank you so much, Rita. It's a pleasure. Pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure. So sending you love and blessings, and we will stay in touch.
Absolutely. Have an amazing night.
You too. All right, bye.